So, ever since I've moved out, life has been nice and peaceful. I have my own place to dictate however I please. No one else to annoy me and be a menace in my life, especially with how bad things ended with my ex. But I've been doing something naughty. Something I would have thought was out of my comfort zone. It just kinda happened one night. I was too lazy to close my curtains and lay back on my bed and, well, started touching myself. Normally, I just close my eyes and imagine some scenario in my head to get off. But something possessed me to look out my window, and that's when I saw my neighbor looking back and smile at me. My brain was screaming at myself to cover up and stop, but I just kept going. Looking at him and continued to rub my pussy. That's when he slowly tugged against his pants. I assume he got home late after work. When he did touch over it, it sent a shiver up my whole body, like something had completely awakened in me. Porn never made me feel this good, so I just watched intently. Then I could see him pull the zip down and reach down to pull his dick out. The shock and excitement of seeing how hard he got over me. Pretty sure it made me leak just that bit more. I was getting so wet. I adjusted my position a little so he could get a better view, opening my legs that bit more and placing a pillow for my back. I started rubbing my fingers up and down against myself, getting the juices everywhere and making things so slick. He was getting really turned on, started biting his lip when he saw I got closer to slipping my fingers in. It was so erotic teasing him like that, almost like the ultimate tease of look, don't touch. I slipped one finger in and he started stroking to the pace I was fingering myself. I was embarrassed at first since I felt almost responsible for both of our orgasms, but then it was like a wave of horniness washed over me. This peeping Tom will come when I do, so I better put on a good show. I was teasing over my tits. I might not have the biggest, but hopefully the moonlight was showing off how hard and perky they can be. I had never felt hotter, showing a stranger how I get off at night. I wanted to badly go over there and get fucked raw by his cock, but I just knew showing myself off like this was somehow better. I added a second finger. I'm sure he could see the pleasure start to show on my face. He'd smile encouragingly, as if to say, "Go on, keep going. That's a good girl. Stick those fingers into your pussy for me." I could see him grip his raw cock a bit tighter, watching the skin move as it goes up and down. I could only imagine what his pre-cum tastes like. I don't have much experience at all with sexual situations, but being so slutty from the comfort of my own home was perfect. I wasn't getting weird vibes, just two people using each other to come. But that's when I noticed he held up his hand. He held up three fingers. I knew exactly what he wanted to happen. I come three times for him. I'd never gone again right after an orgasm because of how hypersensitive I get, but I just knew I wanted to push myself for him. I spread my legs as wide as possible for him and held up one finger. I knew I could come pretty easily as I was already so excited. So I just fingered myself as fast as I could while rubbing my clit. My breathing got so heavy and my legs were tightening up. I instinctively grabbed my pillow and raised my hips in the air as I came. So wet and squeezed down on my fingers so hard. When I was finally coming back down, I looked over and he symbolized to lick my own cum. I did exactly as he said and felt the tingly excitement all over again. I could have sworn I read his lips to say, "Good girl." I was melting. That's when he moved his hand to start stroking again, and I started rubbing and fingering. At this point, I was leaking down my legs, so turned on I could hardly control myself. At first, I was so sensitive, it was almost painful, but it soon transitioned into pleasure again. I was getting desperate and needy. My fingers weren't going fast enough, so I pulled out my vibrator to show him. He had a wicked grin on his face, so I guess I got the go-ahead. This time, I moved off my bed, so I was leaning my upper body on the bed but sat on the vibrator on the floor. Instantly, the pleasure hit. I was bucking my hips. I couldn't see him, but I'm sure he'd be able to tell when I come. I was grinding my clit so hard against it, grabbing onto my boobs and massaging them as I arched back and forth. The floor was getting soaked too from all the excitement. I looked back for a moment and could make out his cock. I wanted it to be buried so deep into me and have him spread my pussy. Fuck, it was intoxicating. I was starting to slowly become cum brain. I must have been because I kept going, but the more it went, the more I enjoyed it. I could feel that build up again, so before I came, I looked behind me to make sure I'm allowed. He was stroking pretty hard at this point, smirking at me. He held up his hand to tell me I'm not allowed yet and showed I had to spank myself for him. So I did just that. Spank after spank, it still wasn't enough. I was getting so sore and tender. I could see I was going red in my mind. I was losing it, getting desperate. I could feel my eyes tearing up. Please, sir, I can't hold back much longer. Fuck. That's when he finally held up two fingers, and I came instantly, curled over the bed, moaning into my sheets. One more orgasm and he finally comes with me. I couldn't believe I was being so openly slutty, but at this point I was too far gone. I went into my drawers and showed two dildos. He just nodded. I'm not sure he realized what I had planned. I put lube over both of them, bent over on my bed to present both my ass and pussy to him. That's when I shoved the first one in my ass. It was a bit forced, but honestly, I did not care. I needed to be stuffed full. I wanted to feel stretched out like a whore. I looked down and he was loving it. He pressed his arm against the window to lean against it. I had a real close just from the visuals alone. Then I plunged the other dildo deep into my pussy. I could hardly hold it together, but holy fuck, using both holes at once had me losing it. I couldn't take any more instructions from him. I just violently thrusted those dildos in and out of me. This time, I'll come when I'm ready, because I can hardly keep it together. Abusing myself like this felt so fucking degrading, but so damn good. I was panting like a bitch in heat, loving every moment. Being on display for his pleasure, fuck. I thought that multiple orgasms would make me less horny, but stimulation just made me even more desperate. Feeling my tight holes get stretched out the more I use them, to the point they couldn't resist swallowing up the dildos just makes me overwhelmed. I need to come. I need to come while burning these cocks so deep into me. Keep going, keep going. I'm almost there. Don't stop now, don't stop. We're gonna come together. We're gonna come together. Oh, fuck, I can't. My holes were clamping down so hard they actually squeezed the dildos out. I was completely done. I collapsed onto my bed trying to get my breath back. I looked over my shoulder and he had came all over the window. It was so much. I was completely dazed from everything and just kind of waved and giggled. He was smiling too. I got up and wrapped a blanket around me, even if it was pointless. I went up to my window. I said thank you and good night, hoping he could read my lips, and I did one more wave and closed my curtains. I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why I did all that, but I am damn glad I did.